The Wisconsin Department of Instruction states that effective after-school programs can improve classroom behavior, school attendance, academic aspirations, and can reduce the likelihood that a student will drop out. Stick around to find out how you can help improve the lives of youths through these programs. Hello and welcome to Have a Care, the show that spotlights humans acting for humanity. I am your host, Danielle Padilla, and today we are about to talk about school enrichment programs. Ellie's Best is an after-school enrichment program that aims to engage students in academic subjects, arts and crafts, sports, and other recreational activities. Today we have Ninit Montoya, the regional director from Ellie's Best.
Hi, Danielle. Thank you for inviting me.
Of course. Thank you for being here today. Now, you have a wide variety of programs, such as the Adventures in Peacemaking, Best Fit, Kid Tech, Kid Science, and Zulu Patrol. What is your favorite and why?
I think I don't have a favorite because the truth is that all of the opportunities that we give out for our students are very creative, and obviously they're so based on interest from children, and obviously opportunities that we have to balance out not only subject matter but also opportunities for them to, again, bring their own curiosities and expand on those.
Perfect. So nowadays, why do you think it's so important to have a program like LA's Best in after-school programs?
I think that one of the things that is very important, not only obviously we have parents that are working parents and that they need someone to take care of their children, right? But I think that when it comes down to really looking at how can you really, really support the education of your children, it is extremely important that you look at a place where your children are not only safe, and by safe I'm talking about the physical safety, right? But also looking at the emotional safety, and within that, an opportunity for their children to continue to learn and expand on the things that they're learning from the school day. Nowadays, again, just like in 1988, it is extremely important that we look at how do we create an opportunity for our children to learn about choices and for them to be able to be involved in their own community, to look at how can they learn about their community, how they can learn about helping their community, how can they get involved in their community. And the truth is, depending on the community that you're living in, a lot of times our children and even our adults may feel like they don't have opportunities, or they don't see other ways of doing things. And I think that that's one of the things about, in this case, LA's Best. LA's Best is a program that creates those opportunities for the children to understand, again, what may be some needs in the community, understanding their own community, the resources that they have within their community, and the resources that they bring within themselves within the community to be able to enhance and empower their own community.
Mm-hmm. So when you say 1988, what specifically happened in 1988?
In 1988, obviously, due to the alarming rise of gangs, and there is a lot of things going on, obviously, the idea of having a safe place to have our children was what created our program, LA's Best, with obviously a championship from the mayor at the time, Tom Bradley, who believed on ensuring that children have a place safe to be after, you know, the critical hours from 3 to 6, where they had the opportunity to have, you know, a snack, mm-hmm. And most importantly, an opportunity for them to learn and to really continue to enjoy being children while, you know, not having to face the realities in their communities, like gangs and other things that were happening during that time.
Wow, that's an interesting start to the program. So another part, I mean, we've talked about a little bit about communities, and we've talked about the importance it has on children. One part of that I really wanted to focus on was communities. Because while looking through your program, through the sites, I saw different programs, but one of the major themes I saw was the idea of community. Community, like, that goes beyond just the scope of children in after-school programs. It's like branching out into families and getting the whole community involved. Can you talk a little bit about why this idea of community is important in schools?
I think, again, when it comes down to the community, it is extremely important that we begin to start teaching our young ones that the community is not, again, the buildings or what's around us. The community, it's the individuals that make up that community. And again, a lot of times we face within communities that people are so restricted with the resources that they have or the resources that they think that they have. And when they create an opportunity for them to go outside and seek and look at other ways in which other communities also have done new things, that helps them build a better sense of understanding, again, what can they do to empower their community. Like I said, mm-hmm. when it comes down to communities, we're looking at our children being able to be critical thinkers, for children to be able to know that there is a lot of job opportunities for them when they grow up. We have, in LA Space, for example, we take a lot of, and I say opportunities a lot because that's one of the bases in which we work around what we believe in LA Space. And it's all about the partnerships and opportunities. A lot of our children get exposed to going to different communities. There is a lot of children that may be here in the close by community to Pierce College, and they actually have gone to Watts. And so they go to field trips, they go to different places, and that exposes them to different communities. That exposes them to, again, them thinking about, I'm not restricted with what I see or what I have in my own community. There is a lot more things that I can do. And so for us, the sky is the limit because we want to make sure that children think that way. The children have the opportunity to make choices in life and that they don't have only one choice. That's why, again, even part of the values that we have with the organization is to know that we are looking at our children as well as the staff giving back to their community. And obviously giving back to the community is not simply just getting something and giving it to them like physically, but that there is a lot of ways in which you can give to the community.
Amazing. So when you say field trips to different communities to get that exposure, what exactly would students be doing on these field trips? Like would they go to museums, just go to a different location, or would they go for events? If so, like what type of events, like things like that?
Let me think about, because we have a lot of events
happening. Yeah, yeah.
So just to give some perspective, I believe it's coming up. So we have at our sites, we have, again, activities. That's why I said I don't have one in particular because I love all of them. They're very hands-on and fun. But at the end of the day, we just finished regional science fair. So all of our sites, 198 schools, actually at the site level, they created their science fairs, they showcase, and they move on to a citywide science fairs. And so what they do is, after going to science fairs, there is an opportunity for our children to get exposed to be an oceanographer for a day, and that's one of the things that I remember right now. So in one of the in that field trip in particular, being an oceanographer for a day, they will go to Long Beach, they go into a boat, and they actually get to work with individuals that actually get to see and pull, I don't know, the mechanics over the names specifically, but I know that being an oceanographer for a day, they actually pull out the sea animals, and they get to have someone that is explaining to them what do they do, how do they go about, and the things that they do to help, within the ocean and things like that. So children get exposed to those opportunities.
Wow, that sounds really like great opportunity, like you said, opportunities. So talking about school communities, how does LA's Best start in these schools? Are you invited? Are you you had, I think you said 198 sites?
198 schools.
Wow, in just the Los Angeles area?
We go from San Pedro all the way here to the Valley, and then from Venice all the way to Boyle Heights. So we are pretty dispersed within Los Angeles. And it's a collaboration. Obviously, we are a true partnership within Los Angeles Unified School District. So how we get to the site is obviously an ask from the principal and a collaboration that comes for that school to get the funding for the site, and we'll go there.
So how do you know what programs to put in a school? Because you have so many and so many different things you could do. Does a principal contact you and be like, hey, we would like an arts and crafts program, or do you just offer all your programs to all the schools?
It's very interesting that you ask that, because we always characterize ourselves by telling our staff members that what we want is a school or a site or an after school that is owned by our children. So yes, we do have some specific programs that we also provide within the organization, but the truth is, and there is one new language that we're trying to like put out there in that language, but it's more about really helping our staff and obviously the audience look at how we actually do things. And it's called homegrown program.
Homegrown program.
Uh-huh. And locally grown programs. Oh. And that also goes into saying, we want to make sure that our children are the ones that are taking the first step in saying, this is what I want to do, this is how I want to do it. And we have our staff members that have the opportunity to, again, engage them at their level and say, oh, is that what you are curious about? And then obviously from them, again, comes the collaboration from the coach or the staff member that creates activities with the children. So the ideas and the interests come from the children. The programs are there to enhance those engagements, but the truth is the children have a lot of input on the activities that they have at the site, and that's what those sites get unique types of programming or activities, because the activities are not based on the theme that goes on the month, but it's basically it's based on what is it that our children are interested in.
I see. So actually another interesting thing I wanted to like talk about with all your programs is that while reading through your website and just like learning more about you, you included the word families a lot in all of your programs. The goal of a program would be to promote X with children and families, whether it be eating healthier or empowering the family to make changes either locally or globally. So how important is it to create a family or like a household culture, like this new thing that involves, like, again, goes beyond the scope of just the kids and it's not about the community, kind of that middle of the family?
Wow. And I think that this is one of the things that we're going to continue to work really hard at, because the truth is our programs run in those communities that obviously are the most in need communities, right? And so a lot of our parents are really hardworking parents, and a lot of times it's really hard to have them make some time to come in and see what's going on in the program. However, I think that, again, the main messengers for, you know, for the things that are happening at the site are our children. And that's one of the main keys that we actually use at the program, is actually having our students share with their parents what's going on. We do have, you know, parent meetings. We have a lot of events where we invite our parents, and we invite even parents to come in and volunteer to the program as well. But I think, again, it's difficult because, again, nowadays, as you can imagine, the economics, parents are very restricted. But I think that there is always that connection that you can make with the parents, especially any parent that is going to come and pick up their child, and the child comes and gives them a big smile and tells them, Mom, Dad, look at what I did today. That gets them connected to, again, what them becoming curious about learning more about the program. Or actually, we have a lot of the parents that come in at, you know, at 5 and 5:45, and they're tired, they want to go home. And one of the things that happens is they see their children having so much fun that, you know, they end up staying, you know, watching, or sometimes they are like hands on also on the activities, which is really nice to see. So that's how you involve the parents.
So these parent meetings you have, like, what exactly words of encouragement you would tell them? Like, what specifically would you tell them to kind of get involved? Because I know people are really busy nowadays. Like you said, they're really restricted. But is there any, like, specific words you would say to them to help encourage them to, like, I don't want to say take it seriously, but kind of understand that their child is interested in this, and how would they, like, how to have a role in that?
Let me see. Keywords or words. I don't know about keywords or just a specific words, but I think that all that I would say relate to the parents is, don't lose these moments that are crucial for you being a part of the decision making of their children, of their child, right? I think that one of the things that has become really important, as I have also experienced not only from my family perspective, but also from at this point, I have about 16 years working with the organization, and seeing how, again, our children and families come and go, there is a lot of things to be said, and life goes so fast for, and especially with our children. So one of the things that I would say to the parents is don't lose any moment. Treasure the moment that you can actively participate and see your child sing, dance, you know, because those are going to be times that are not going to come back. Those are going to be times that you're going to lose. And then once you potentially may have a little more time, you're going to say, you know what, I just saw the picture and I regret that I couldn't be there. So that's what I would say to the parents. Don't lose those moments. Come in and be interested, become an advocate, and fight for ensuring that your child or your children have, again, the best education, but also that they are given those opportunities to learn everything and anything that is available for them in the communities. Because it's not only for their children, it's also for them, for them themselves too.
Wow, that's actually really, like, heartwarming. So another, actually, the I know we've talked about the children, we've talked about family, we've talked about community. Now, one thing I wanted to ask is how can listeners become, and I actually really think this is a super cute name, you call it LA Best Friends for volunteers. So how would listeners become volunteers in LA's Best?
Well, all they have to do is visit us at our website. There is different things that happen within the organization. So we have actually three boards within the organization. What you just referred to is one of the boards that exists for LA's Best. But obviously, anyone that is interested and would like to learn more about it, I will invite them to go and get to the website. And I'm saying that because, again, they will have an opportunity to learn about LA's Best Friends. But then there is the other aspect of actually becoming volunteers. We also have a department that we love, and especially, again, for college students that we're making credits or we're actually, you know, going through our classes and finishing up our semester. A lot of times we're wondering, where can we go? Again, if you want to be a role model, if you want to contribute to the community, and expose children, again, even with you as a person that brings, you know, a lot of unique qualities, I would say go and visit our website, because there is a lot of volunteer opportunities for people that want to come in and learn about LA's Best.
So that being said, are there any specific requirements needed or before they apply, or can anyone apply?
Anyone can apply, yes, absolutely. There are specific requirements. I am not going to lie to you, Danielle. I'm not going to say to you, I know them all. But yes, as you can imagine, we are working at a school site. So obviously, they have to go through some clearance from fingerprinting, and there is other specifics that they need to be clear in order for them to work with children.
Now, this is just a kind of a personal question, but I think the listeners would want to know as well, just because I like being super prepared just from the process of getting, like, sending in. You have to send an application, correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Send in an application. Is there any training required? Or, I mean, I know you need clearance, but is there any training? Because I know you're going to be dealing with all these different programs. Is there a specific type of training needed?
Or? We have orientations. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We.
I'm just making sure. I like being super prepared. So it's just something. Yeah. Good.
No, we definitely have. Once you go through, like, all the requirements of paperwork, like I said, we do have a department and we have a director for that department also that makes sure that not only the paperwork and everything takes care of, but also the onboarding, I'm going to call it, of the volunteers that come in. Obviously, as I said, we work for the district, so we want to make sure that we know that working with children, we need to make sure that we follow those regulations. So obviously, the director of volunteer department is the one that takes the lead on, again, onboarding the individual who's coming and wants to volunteer, talks to them about policies, the procedures that go into the organization, what is expected of them, and we also obviously look at what is it that you want to gain out of that experience, and that comes through the orientation.
So are there any like do not students sorry do volunteers get a chance to, like, choose a school they go to or a site or what programs they have a hand in?
Yes, absolutely. As I said, the best way for a volunteer to go and kind of know what school, like I said, we have 198 schools.
Yeah, that's
so if you go to the website and you link on the schools that we are in, which we are operating, you will be able to see all of the schools that that we have on the list. And then obviously you apply, and when you're asked if you have any preference, obviously you let them know what the preference is for what school.
Mm-hmm. Great. So this is kind of like the last thing on that is, what quality do you look for in a volunteer, and what do you think, like, what do you think is the most important attribute to have?
Again, I think that for me, it has to go alongside with what we want for our staff members to have. We want any individual that is clear about wanting to create a positive experience for children, that is really coming with intention to help children be better educated for tomorrow, as that's part of who we are at LA's Best. But really, that is a child that wants to know, knows what they want. They want to go to college, they can achieve to go to college. We want to make sure that anyone that comes in has the desire to work with, to work or to support children, and that they're giving, again, back to the community.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah. So now we've talked about current students and how they benefit from the program. Can you explain a little bit how the students can stay connected with the program after they've graduated from, do you graduate from elementary school? I don't know. After they've moved on from elementary school. Like, I saw something, LA's Best alumni. Is that just, can you explain a little bit about that? Yeah.
Absolutely. So we have been, and we are coming around to our 30 years of operation.
Oh, congratulations. Yeah, 30 years.
30 years. And so, as you can imagine, there is a lot of our former students or former LA's Best students that obviously within 20 years, they are now adults.
Yeah.
And so, obviously, we want to make sure that they are connected, because when we're talking about LA's Best and those opportunities that I was talking to you about earlier, we're talking about, again, giving back to the community. And one of the things that I'm going to say for myself is I personally have seen how that has impacted at a one at a personal level, and obviously at a level where I myself started in the field, right at the site level, and I happened to see my children, the ones that came from LA's Best, grew up, and obviously a lot of times, and I don't know if I have a little time to share a little story.
Yeah, of course.
But what I remember is, and I'm going to call it Christian. I'm going to call him Christian.
Yeah.
My Christian. A lot of times it's long hours, a lot of times happening during the day. Obviously, we come in with problems or issues that we're encountering at home. And a lot of times, depending on how we come in to the school, we may end up being labeled as maybe a troublemaker or a child that is not really listening and all of that. And I have to say that I don't want to necessarily say that my Christian was labeled as such, but unfortunately, he was very curious, and his curiosity got him to a lot of challenges during the school day. And so one of the things that I carry to the heart is this notion of, he was, when I actually opened the site for the first time, he came and he actually said, "What are you doing? You know, what's going on? What's going to happen? Who's here?" And so forth. And for some people, it may become like, you know, kind of like, none of your business, right?
Yeah.
But for me, and obviously in looking at, again, why I also am in this organization, for me, it became, wow, you know, that's what we want in children. We want children to be able to advocate for themselves, to be able to ask a lot of questions. Yes, we need to help them think and choose when and how, but again, that's part of the work, right? And and so for me, when I think about Christian, I think about Christian who didn't have a lot of a good rep maybe at the school day, but through the years that he spent in LA's Best, my God, he became curious and involved in everything. He went from sports into the arts and crafts that you were talking about, even to a point where he said himself, I don't think I'm smart enough to be in science. And that's part of, you know, what we obviously say about bringing staff that care about the children, because they are not, they're coming from the same community. And when you know that sometimes people shut you down, what we want is volunteers or individuals that say, no, you know what, you can go and see if you like it, you can try it, and they motivate them. So I remember him saying, no, I'm not smart enough. And guess what? He, getting to what I was referring to you about, like science fairs, guess what? He made it and he advanced from our local to our regional, and he made it to citywide. Mm-hmm. I think one of those things that was really hard for me back in the day was actually getting up on Saturdays or sometimes Sundays to go to field trips because, again, working Monday through Friday becomes a little, you know, heavy. But then literally what got me up was knowing that I had a group of students that were there waiting to and excited about going out to different places, going out and learning things. And I'll tell you, the hardest days for me, I had to always, and I always knew, I know who's going to be there. And what I got out for was because I knew Christian was going to be the first one standing in line. And yes, he was. So interestingly enough, and I'm saying all of that because with Christian, he said, I don't think I'm smart enough. He made it. He saw that. And it was just encouragement that he needed. And also exposure, right? And I know that eventually, obviously, he moved on. As you said, you know, they don't graduate, but they culminate their elementary. And one of the greatest satisfaction that I have heard in recently is knowing that not only he started making, you know, choices for helping his family of economics, because he not only went, before talking to him, you would not even think he was going to talk to you about college. Nowadays, he's talking to you about going to college. Wow. He has a job. And one of the things that he made sure that I heard was that he was actually majoring in science.
I love that. It comes full circle. And actually, thank you so much for sharing that story. It's actually warming my heart. Like, just, sorry, I can't get my head around that. Like, someone who thought one thing and all he needed was encouragement from the people around him to say, you're not bad at something. It just needed the encouragement to do that. Now, thank you again so much for that story. Really.
No, I just wanted to, like, give you a full picture because that is actually what I believe in this organization. It's not only what is provided for the children, but also with the staff. The staff have the opportunity to be those role models for them. And going back to what you asked about, so can they stay connected with our staff, our children? If you participate in an LA's Best and you're hearing this, go ahead and check out the website. You can become an LA's Best alumni. It is very important. Come and share your stories. Come and share, you know, what you got out of, you know, being in the years with LA's Best. And let's motivate other parents and other children to come and learn and you know, and continue to find their voice and choices.
Awesome. Great. Thank you for, again, thank you for that. All right, you heard it here on Have a Care, the show that spotlights humans acting for humanity. Thank you to Ninette. And thank you for visiting us here today. I am your host, Neil Fidelia, signing off. Good day, and here's to a better tomorrow.